Today we're going to continue to learn from the Gospel of Luke.
啊，我们请翻到路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 4.
我们看路加福音第四章的十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
16.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂。站起来要念圣经，十七节。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，十八节。主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。第二十节。于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下，会堂里的人都定睛看他。二十一节。耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。二十二节。众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言。啊，这一段是记载着主耶稣在安息日进到会堂。
Here records how the Lord Jesus entered the synagogue on Sabbath.
啊，不但能够用圣经上的话跟当时的众人来做勉励。
Not only was he able to use the words of God to encourage the multitudes.
啊，并且能够按照神的话使他们认识到说救恩的重要。
But also by the word of God, he was able to make known the importance of salvation.
啊，耶稣是我们今天侍奉路上所有工人最好的榜样。
Lord Jesus is the best example of a servant.
啊，所以主耶稣在安息日进了会堂。
And so the Lord Jesus entered into the synagogue on Sabbath day.
十六节讲说，这是他平常的规矩。
Verse 16 tells us that this was his custom.
啊，不但能够进到会堂。
Not only was he able to enter into the synagogue.
啊，在这里说更站起来要读圣经。
But he also stood up to read the prophets.
啊，所以在这里提醒了我们今天每一个工人。
This reminds each one of us as workers today.
啊，说我们今天要在神的家中服侍，得着能力。
That we need to serve and gain strength.
今天要让我们的信仰在神面前有价值。
If we want our faith to have value in the sight of God.
在这里告诉我们说，我们就要遵照神的吩咐，安息日要进入神的殿。
Then we need to follow the commands of God and enter into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
我们可能会觉得说，哎，这个很平常，我们都是乖信徒，星期六我都有来教会。
And we might think that this is pretty normal. We're all good believers and we all come to church on Sabbath.
虽然我们有来到教会。
But even though we have physically entered into the church.
啊，这里讲说，主耶稣是照着平常的规矩啊。
Here it tells us that as his custom was.
那就是说，就告诉我们说，主耶稣的生活安排里面，安息日是不改变的。
Which is to say that in his life, and the planning of his life, Sabbath never changed.
因为这是他的规矩。
Because this was his custom.
规矩就是不变的。
A custom is something that doesn't change.
规矩就是他所重视的。
A custom is something that you place importance on.
规矩就是要被坚持的。
It is something that you must hold fast to.
好，所以在这里告诉我们说，安息日不是有空才来。
So Sabbath is not just when we have the time to come to church.
而也不是我们没事才参加。
Or when we have nothing else to do, we come to church.
而是必须要成为我们生活的规矩。
But it must become a custom in our lives.
成为我们坚持的原则。
It needs to be a value we hold on to.
所以在这里说，主耶稣按照他的规矩，在安息日来到圣殿。
Thus, as his custom was, the Lord Jesus came into the synagogue on the Sabbath.
啊，但是主耶稣来到圣殿要做什么呢？
What did he come to the synagogue to do?
啊，这里说主耶稣来到圣殿是要念圣经的。
He came to the synagogue to read the word.
啊，这也是给你我当中每一个人做一个提醒。
And this is a reminder to you and I.
有来到教会不代表有在聚会。
Just because we step into the church doesn't mean we are worshiping God.
安息日来到会堂不代表你有见到神。
Just because we enter into the chapel on the Sabbath doesn't mean we have seen God.
这跟我们来到教会的心态有关系。
And this is related to our attitude when we come to church.
同时也跟我们来到教会所做的事情有关。
And also has to do with what we do when we come to church.
如果我们来到教会但是却没有进入会堂。
If we come to church but we don't enter into the chapel.
我们看起来在守安息日却没有读圣经。
And it seems like we are keeping the Sabbath, but we don't read the Bible.
如果安息日一天下来,
if throughout the whole Sabbath day,
我们在属灵的生命上没有得到造就,
we haven't received any edification in our spiritual life,
我们在道理上没有任何的长进,
we haven't grown in the Word,
我们跟神的关系没有更加的密切,
and we haven't become closer to God,
其实你是没有来安息日啊,
then you haven't kept the Sabbath.
所以啊，当我们来到来遵守安息日,
so when we come to keep the Sabbath,
必须要进到会堂来聚会,
we need to come enter into the chapel to worship.
必须要听到圣经上的道理。
We need to listen to the word of God.
必须要思想我们所听见的话语。
We need to reflect upon the words that we listen to.
使得这个我们所听见的道真正进入我们的内心。
So the word of God can truly enter into our hearts.
这样才叫做有在守安息日啊。
Only this is called keeping the Sabbath.
所以在这里主耶稣做了最好的榜样。
And so the Lord Jesus kept the best example.
他有信仰的原则。
He held on to the principles of faith.
他重视安息圣日。
He placed importance on the Sabbath day.
他在安息日学习道理。
And on the Sabbath day, he learned the word of God.
我们看回来第十七节。
Let us turn to verse 17.
十七节。
17。
十七节这里说，有人把先知以赛亚的书给他，他就找到一处写着说，十八节。
18。
他说，主的灵在我身上，因他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。在这里告诉我们，这做圣工必须要有的精神。
Here tells us the attitude we must have when we do holy work.
十八节这里告诉我们说，主的灵在我身上。用膏膏我。
Verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me."
在旧约要被油所膏。
In the Old Testament, workers needed to be anointed by oil.
基本上就是祭司还有君王才用油膏哦。
And the only workers who were anointed by oil were the kings and the prophets.
所以今天我们要服侍神。
So today, if we want to serve the Lord,
你我也必须要。被油所膏。
Then you and I must be anointed by oil.
你要怎么样被油所膏呢？
How can we be anointed by oil?
你要改变你生命的价值，你要改变你属灵的身份。
If we want to change our spiritual values and our spiritual status,
今天你是谁？
Who are we?
会决定你最后侍奉的价值。
Who we are today is going to determine our attitude and servitude in the future.
如果你活着像属灵的君王，
If we live a life like a spiritual soldier,
能君王哦 king 哦
oh king
能够超越世界上的引诱跟试探。
And if we're able to transcend the temptations of the world,
这叫做得胜的属灵君王。
Then this is a victorious king.
你如果能够活着像祭司，
if we can live a life like a prophet,
以一生献祭奉献给神，
that our entire life is a sacrifice for the
Lord. 像保罗所说的，我活着就是基督。
Just like Paul said, to live is to Christ.
所以你如果活得像君王，活得像祭司，
if we're able to live like a king and live like a prophet,
你就有资格被油所膏。
Then we are we can be anointed by oil.
就像这里所说，主说他的灵在我身上，他的油膏了我。
We are worthy to be anointed by oil, just as it says here. The
He has anointed me. 圣灵赐给你我。
He has given the Holy Spirit to you and I.
到底给你圣灵做什么？
And what did He give us the Holy Spirit to do?
有时候还没有得到圣灵以前。
A lot of time, sometimes before we receive the Holy Spirit,
你看有的信徒有的学生有的小朋友很努力很迫切给我圣灵给我圣灵。
A lot of the members, the children, they might be praying very, very hard to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是如果你问他说你为什么要求圣灵
If you ask them, why do you want to receive the Holy Spirit?
你就小朋友跟你讲人家有我也要啊。
The kids will say, well, they have it, so I want it too.
你看大家都有就我没有不公平啊。Not fair, not fair.
Look, everyone has it, but I don't, it's not fair.
所以很 很多时候啊，在求圣灵，但是不知道为什么要有圣灵。
So a lot of times we are praying for the Holy Spirit, but we don't know why we need it.
以至于得到圣灵以后，不知道怎么用圣灵。
And so when we receive the Holy Spirit, we don't know what to do with it.
我们今天可能在座有些人也是这样。
Some of us today might be just like this.
好像啊，在追求一个目标。
It's like we're chasing after a goal.
哇，我今天啊，努力求求求求求圣灵。
I'm going to pray very very hard to get the Holy Spirit today.
哇，今天终于让我得到了，痛哭流涕，非常感谢。
And I've received the Holy Spirit finally with tears and full of thanksgiving.
目标达成。
I have attained my goal.
使命得到。
I have achieved my
goal. 工作完成了。
I finished my work.
已经得到圣灵了。
I've received the Holy Spirit.
接下来呀，奇怪呀，得到圣灵之后怎么得到圣灵之后祷告反而越来越衰弱啊？
But how come after I receive the Holy Spirit, it seems like I'm praying less and less, weaker and weaker?
为什么？因为没有目标。
Why? It's because you don't have a goal.
因为没有使命。
Because you don't have a direction.
因为不知道价值。
Because you don't know the value.
为什么神要赐给你圣灵？
Why does the Lord give us the Holy Spirit?
就是让你我可以改变。
It's so that you and I can change.
借着圣灵的力量膏你，使你能够像君王，使你能够像祭司。
By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then we can become kings, we can become prophets.
能够超越过去那个软弱的旧我。
And we can transcend the old me
能够成为一个属灵的新人
and become a new person in Christ
活着像君王活着像祭司
to live like a king to live like a prophet
在神眼中成为尊贵有价值何用的工人
and in the eyes of God we become a valuable and useful vessel
所以我们不要只有停留在我会说灵言就好了
so let's not stop at the fact that we can speak in tongues
我们要借着祷告借着圣灵使我们不断的更新改变
By prayer and by the Holy Spirit, we must continually transform ourselves and renew ourselves.
用这个属灵的油膏在我们身上，使我们得到力量。
So that the anointing of the Holy Spirit can give us strength.
就能够有勇气踏出去为主耶稣做圣工。
So that we have the courage to step forward and work for God.
十八节这里说要传福音给谁呢
？Verse 18 tells us who we need to preach to.
他说叫我传福音给。贫穷的人啊
to preach the gospel to the poor.
所以啊，今天我们传福音的目标是谁
？So who are the people we should preach to today?
我们的目标就是贫穷的人。
It is those who are poor.
但是贫穷的人不是说他没有钱啊。
But just poor does not signify only no money.
什么叫做贫穷的人啊
？What does it mean to be poor?
我们来看一下马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
我们看马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章
Matthew 5
五章的第三节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3
第二节说他就开口教训他们
verse 2,
第三节虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的在这里是有名的八福
Here talks about the Beatitudes
从第一个告诉我们说虚心的人有福
First it tells us that blessed are the poor in spirit
这个虚心在它原来的意思是内心贫穷的人啊
To be poor in spirit is to be poor in our hearts
所以今天一个人要得到福气得到恩典
So if someone today wants to receive blessing and grace
要能够得到神所浇灌的力量
To receive the strength that the Lord can give
就要先成为一个贫穷的人
Then they first must be someone who is poor
作为教会圣工作为教会的工人
To become a worker of God
我们必须要先自己内心成为贫穷
We need to first become poor in our spirits
什么意思
What does that mean
就是认识到自己的软弱
To understand our weaknesses
明白自己的不足
To understand where we are lacking
如同保罗所说
Just as Paul said
说我什么时候软弱什么时候就靠着主成为刚强。
When I am weak, then I am strong by God.
但是一个工人如果不知道自己软弱
，But if a worker doesn't know that they are weak,
常常觉得说我恩赐全备，我口才很好。
When they think that they are full of grace and are able to be very eloquent,
如果一间教会只重视他拥有众多的人才以及他充足的财力
，If a church only places emphasis on the number of people they have and the talents that they have,
还有他的财力，他的那个
financial their
虽然可能做了很多轰轰烈烈的大事
Even though they can do very wonderful things
因为有人有钱啊
Because they have a lot of people and they have a lot of money
办这个活动办那个活动
They can hold this event and that event
看起来非常热闹
And it seems like it's very busy
但是常常到最后 但热闹之后却一无所有。
However, after all the busyness, then they have nothing.
因为神的圣工从来不是在人的能力跟金钱的力量之下推动的。
Because the work of God is never pushed forward by money or multitude.
而是当教会的众人认识到我们的软弱。
But when the people of the church understand their weaknesses.
圣工很重要，但是我们能力很有限。
We understand that the work of the Lord is very important, but that we are limited.
所以全教会都有这样的认识，全教会同心跪下来祷告。
And because of this, the whole church prays together.
你就要看到神的膀臂为我们彰显，神的大能在我们中间显扬。
And you will see the great power of God manifested upon us.
所以今天要做圣工。
Today when we want to do holy work.
首先我们要成为一个贫穷的人。
And we need to be poor in spirit.
我们是贫穷。
We are poor.
但是靠着主耶稣成为心灵富足。
But by the grace of God, we can be rich in our spirits.
我们所传扬福音的对象。
Who do we preach to?
也是一样寻找心灵贫穷的人。
Who we preach to are those who are the same, the poor in spirit.
我们身旁有些人有些人他虽然外在的环境很好。
Around us, there are people who, although maybe, they seem like they have very good environments.
但是常常心灵当中非常缺乏。
However, in their hearts, they might be lacking.
他们不缺钱。
They don't lack money.
但是他们很缺爱。
But they lack love.
他们生活富裕。
They're rich.
但是活着不知道为什么。
But they don't know why they live.
所以这告诉我们说，你我要多用心多观察。
And so you and I must be a little, be more observant.
因为我们身旁有很多人内心当中正在哭喊寻求一个上头来的帮助。
Because there are many among us who are crying out for help.
那我们就要将这福音的真光带到他们的生命里面。
And we should bring the true light of Christ to their lives.
在这里告诉我们说，在我们传福音的路上。
When we preach,
在这里说有三个重点呢。
Here it tells us there are three main points.
我们来看第十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
路加福音的四章十八节。
Luke 4:18.
十八节，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，来报告神悦纳人的喜年呐、在这里告诉我们说，我们今天所努力的目标到底是什么
？Here tells us what our goal is.
他说有三个目标。
There are three goals.
第一个是我们要让人得到释放。
First is to give liberty.
第二个要让人能够得到看见。
To give recovery of sight.
第三个要说让人能够得着自由啊。
And the third is to give liberty to those who are oppressed.
所以这三个是我们今天在传福音的目标。
These are the three three types of people we should preach to.
什么叫做得释放呢？
What does it mean to proclaim liberty to the captives?
就是让人在心灵当中生命里面的重担能够放得下来。
It's to be able to let down of the burdens of our hearts.
我们今天的社会是物质丰盛的社会。
Today our environment is very abundant materially.
但是我们也是创历史新高需要最多心理医师的一代。
But we are also in all of history, the generation that needs the most psychiatrists.
美国有上千万的人需要看心理医生。
In America, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who need to see psychiatrists.
同时比这样的人数更多的在靠着安眠药在过日子。
And a very large number of people are on antidepressants.
我们的世代非常富裕。
We are very abundant in our materials.
真的，你看我们，尤其是生活在西方社会的我们。
Especially those of us who live in the Western world.
你很少看到有些人有，你很少看到会有人真正连下一餐在哪都没有，都没有着落。
You will rarely see anyone who doesn't know where their next meal is.
只有说有还要更多，好还想要更好。
We just see that people who already have and want more.
今天人为什么这么疲倦？
Why are we so tired?
不是因为我们没有。
It's not because we don't have enough.
而是因为我们不足。
It's because we are not content.
说啊，其实你拥有的非常多。
So although we have a lot.
但是你看到别人有更多，你就非常不满意啦。
But when we see that others have more, then we become discontent.
所以人生一直不断的追求那看得见但是得不到的目标。
And so we continually pursue after those that we can see but aren't able to attain.
就好像这一只驴子那个前面吊着一只吊着一根萝卜，你看得到，但是你不。
It's like a donkey with a carrot hanging in front of him, and even though you can see it, doesn't mean you can eat it.
这真的有效。 真的有效哦，驴子真的会往前走哦。
Oh, and this is actually pretty effective because the donkey will continue to walk.
啊，我是没有试过在驴子的身上啦。
I've never tried this on a donkey.
啊，我是有试过在我们家的狗身上。
But I have tried it on my dog.
啊，我那时候我们家的女儿还小哦，几个月的时候。
When my daughter was still small.
所以啊，我就给她弄了一台小车哦，那种底下是像 sled 那个会滑的车子 ，sled 雪橇那个可以用狗拖的那个车子 ，sled。
Sled. Oh,
sled.
I put my daughter on a sled.
Oh, 那个自己坐的，这坐就拿了一个 sled， 然后把它绑，就绑到我们家的狗身上啊。
I tied the sled onto my dog.
我没有虐待动物哦。
I didn't torture my dog.
我们家女儿啊，很轻啊，那时候 baby 而已啊。
My daughter was a baby, so she's very light.
我们家的狗是那个 pitbull 哦，所以很壮啊。
And my dog is pitbull, so he's really, really strong.
但是问题是 pitbull 没有用，很壮没有用啊，它不走啊。
But even though it's really strong, it's pointless because he won't move.
啊，他没有觉得说为什么我要走。
He didn't think he needed to walk.
我们家的狗很有个性哦。
My dog has a really big personality.
不走没有关系啊，那个一块肉拿出来就走了吧。
But if he doesn't want to walk, that's fine. Just bring out a piece of meat and go
walk. 真的，你就吊着一块肉在他前面哦。
If you just hang a piece of meat in front of him,
开始走了，还会跑。
He not only will he walk, he will run.
结果一跑，我们家女儿就掉下来了。
And then he ran, and my daughter fell.
结果差点被我太太打死啊。
I almost got beat up by my wife.
好，所以我们没有看过太太那么生气哦。
I've never seen my wife so angry before.
就扑通就掉下来了。
Because my daughter just fell.
所以再也没有了，那个车子被他拆了啊。
And so we got rid of that sled.
但是我告诉大家有用啊。
I'm telling you, it's useful.
其实啊，你不要看狗啊，不要看驴子。
Don't look at a dog or a donkey.
如果不小心啊，今天你我就是这样，被世界吊着什么好处，你就这样一直走，一直走，走到最后什么都没有啊。
If you're not careful, you and I will just be like this, with the world dangling in front of us, and we'll walk without a direction.
我对我家的狗还不错，我最后那块肉有喂它吃哦。
I treat my dog pretty well. In the end, I gave him that piece of meat.
但是我告诉大家，你们不见得最后吃得到魔鬼要给你们的那个好处啊。
But I'm telling all of us that we may not be able to eat of these good things that Satan is dangling in front of us.
等你拖了一辈子，你回头一看。
When we are dragging this thing for entire lives and we turn back and look,
浪费了一辈子,
we have wasted our whole lives.
没有任何的价值,
and there is no value.
你再往前看,
and you look forward.
魔鬼已经笑笑地走了, 连肉都一起带走。
Satan is laughing and even taking away the meat.
后悔已经来不及了。
And we have no, it's too late.
所以我们今天要救人, 使他能够放下世界生命上面的重担。
And so we want to give liberty to the captive so they can put down the burdens of the world.
使得人不要再现在这种追求无止境的物质跟欲望当中
so that they're not constantly pursuing after these things of the world
因为那个心灵的欲望是不会被世界上的物质所满足的
because the deepest desires of our hearts cannot be fulfilled by the world
所以我们今天第一个重点
and so the first key point
就是福音使我们要得着释放
is that the gospel
使人得释放哦
but will giveLiberty to the captive.
第二个福音要让我们得看见。
Second, the gospel will bring sight to the blind.
当然这个福音是要让我们传福音的对象能够得到这些好处。
Of course, the gospel is for us to preach to others so they can receive this benefit.
但是回过头来，我们先要确定我们自己已经得到这些好处了。
But we must first look to ourselves and see have we received these benefits.
你怎么告诉别人福音要使你得释放，当你自己还被捆绑
？How can we tell others that the gospel can set you free if we are still captive?
你怎么告诉别人神的话要使你得看见，当你自己是眼瞎
？How can we tell others that the gospel can let you see if we are still blind?
所以我们要先做到，自己要先得到才可以。
So we must receive this first.
要能够先学会靠着耶稣放下物质上无止境的欲望跟追求。
We must learn that through Jesus Christ we can put down all these desires of the world.
人生要努力。
In our lives we must be diligent.
但是不要被欲望给捆绑。
But let us not be bound by our desires.
第二个说我们要得看见啊。
Second is that we must obtain sight.
人看见了才能够判断价值。
Only when we are able to see something can we judge the value.
因为能看见才知道当选择的道路。
Only when we can see can we choose the path we should take.
圣经告诉我们说世人被魔鬼弄瞎了心眼啊。
The Bible tells us that Satan has blinded the eyes of our hearts.
当心眼一迷糊，当心眼一被蒙蔽，
once our eyes are the spiritual eyes are shut and blinded,
我们就没有办法判断真实的价值。
Then we cannot judge the value of the truth.
啊，所以常常去追求那些到最后让你很失望的目标。
And then in the end, we pursue after these things that cause us to be despair.
啊，所以我们要靠神，让我们的心眼看见。
And so by God, we must be able to open the eyes of our hearts.
使我们知道到底人生当以追求何事为美。
So that we can know exactly what we should pursue.
能够看到日光之下什么才是永恒的追求。
And we can see what are the things under the sun that are worthy of our pursuit.
使我们能够有把握走完人生的道路，得到永恒的福分。
So that at the end of our lives, we can be sure that we have received the eternal blessing.
但是里面的眼睛没有打开。
But if our spiritual eyes are not open,
什么都看不到。
Then we cannot see anything.
所以我们既然已经信了耶稣，
since we have believed in Christ,
我们就不要像那些瞎了眼睛、瞎了心眼的世人一样。
Let us not be like those of the world who are blinded in our hearts.
让我们看清楚，想明白。
Let us be able to see clearly and think clearly.
能够有正确的方向，有正确的目标。
Have the right direction, have the right goals.
啊，第三个告诉我们。
The third tells us.
他说要叫那被压制的要得到自由。
To set liberty to those who are oppressed.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，你信耶稣到最后一定要得着自由啊。
And so what it tells us that after we believe in Christ, we must obtain liberty.
得到什么样的自由？
What kind of liberty?
哦，有些人会讲说啊，信耶稣一点都不自由啊。
A lot of people might say that to believe in Christ it has zero freedom.
因为我很多事情都不能做。
Because there are a lot of things we can't do.
因为我很多地方都不能去。
Because there are a lot of places we can't go.
有很多的规矩要遵守。
There's a lot of rules we must follow.
有很多的聚会。要参加。
There's a lot of services we must go to.
有的人觉得说啊，我信耶稣哪里有自由啊，麻烦死了。
We might think that to believe in Christ has no freedom. It's so annoying.
哦，就像在马拉基书里面所说的啊。
Just like it says in Malachi.
啊，马拉基书以色列人啊，对神讲啊。
In Malachi, the Israelites said to God,
你这些事情是何等的繁琐啊，太麻烦了。
How annoying are all these things you have us do?
啊，还要拜神，还要献祭，还要有规矩，真是麻烦。
We must worship God, we must make sacrifices, and it's so annoying.
哦，所以有些人觉得啊，怎么会信耶稣哪里有自由？
And so many people might think, how is there freedom in believing in Christ?
这里告诉我们说，被压制的人可以靠着福音得到自由。
But here it tells us that those who are oppressed can obtain liberty through the gospel.
什么叫做真实的自由？
What is true freedom?
真实的自由就是不被罪恶捆绑压制的自由。
True freedom is free to not be oppressed and bound by sin.
真自由是认识道理，追求永生，得着盼望的自由。
True freedom is the freedom to understand the gospel.
那世人觉得说啊，啊，我什么都没有人管我最自由。
The people of the world might think when nobody is nagging me, that is when I am the most free.
我做我爱做什么事，我就做什么事，这叫真自由。
To be able to do whatever I want to do, that is true freedom.
啊，这个不叫自由啊。
But this isn't freedom.
这个叫做自我的伤害啊。
This is harming ourselves.
哦，就像我们讲说，哎呀，我们大家都开车嘛，哦。
Just like today, we all drive.
你会觉得说啊，红灯很讨厌，对不对？
We might think that red lights are really annoying.
啊，都不自由，都不让我冲。
It's not. We have no freedom. We can't go straight through.
你看，红灯很讨厌，限速很讨厌，警察很讨厌。
Police are annoying. Speed limits are annoying. The stoplights are annoying.
我们有没有想过，如果把这些全部拿掉，会有什么后果？
But have we ever thought about what would happen if we took all these away?
哇，红绿灯拿掉了，大家都闭着眼睛往前冲啊！
If we took out all the stoplights, everyone just close their eyes and go forward.
你要冲，我要冲，大家一起冲，蹦蹦就进医院啊！
Everyone would just rush forward, and we get into accidents and go to the hospital.
不是这个样子吗？
Isn't that the case?
哦，所以呀，什么叫做真实的自由？
What is true freedom?
是在有保护、有安全当中，使你走向正确的道路。
It is that under the protection and safety, we are able to walk in the right direction.
哦，所以信仰的自由也是这样。
And so the freedom of our faith is the same.
神所要赐给我们的
What God wants to give us
是一条很稳定很确定的道路
is a very secure path
你只要走这一条路你就得到永恒的自由
as long as you walk in this path then you will have the freedom of salvation
在世有神看顾来世得着永恒的盼望
And you will have this eternal life in the future.
啊，这才是我们追求的自由啊。
And this is the freedom that we are pursuing.
我们不再被罪所辖制。
We are no longer bound by sin.
我们不再被恶所拖进世界。
We are no longer being dragged by evil into the world.
我们不再无法脱离那种内心的绝望。
We are no longer in despair about of what we are unable to let go of in our
life. 不管我们生命当中遇到什么事情。
And so no matter what we face in our today.
都能够靠耶稣再次的站起来。
We can stand by God.
都能够靠圣灵使我们能够得到喜乐。
By the Holy Spirit, we can obtain joy.
这是我们所应该要追求并且分享的。
And this is what we should pursue after and share with others.
使人得释放，使人得看见，更要使人得着生命的自由。
To proclaim liberty to the captive, sight to the blind, and freedom to those who are oppressed.
这是主耶稣所教导我们。
And this is what the Lord Jesus taught us.
在传福音当中所要重视的目标。
These are the things we should pay attention to when we're preaching the gospel.
但是当主耶稣讲完了以后呢？
After the Lord Jesus said all this,
我们看回来路加福音的第四章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 4.
21节。
Verse 21.
耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。22，众人就称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的真言啊恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？23，耶稣对他们说，你们要引俗话向我说，医生医治你自己吧，我们听见你在加百能所行的。第24节哦。
24，
我实在告诉你们，没有先知在自己的家乡被人悦纳。28节，会堂里的人听见这话就怒气满胸。29，就起来撵他出城。他们把城罩在山上，他们把他带到山崖，要把他推下去。30节，他却从他们中间直行过去了。啊，在这里是主耶稣讲完了恩言之后的结果。
This is the result of the gracious words.
啊，当主耶稣说啊，神的恩典要临到。
When Lord Jesus said that the grace of God will fall upon you,
使人得释放，得看见，能够得到自由。
So that you can receive liberty and sight and freedom.
这里讲说，众人听见了，都称赞，都感动。
That they all were marveled and moved by these gracious words.
非常稀奇主所说的恩言啊。
They were marveled at the gracious words of the Lord Jesus.
但是后面又突然多了一句话出来啊。
But afterwards, there was another thing they said.
说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
Is this not Joseph's son?
啊，从这一句话开始，整个信仰的路完全就走向另外一个方向啦。
And by this phrase, then their faith went in an entirely different direction.
啊，因为这里是耶稣长大的地方。
Because this is where the Lord Jesus grew up.
啊，所以很多人都认识耶稣，也认识耶稣的家人。
And so the majority of people already knew of the Lord Jesus and knew his family.
啊，这就是那个穷木匠约瑟家的孩子嘛。
Isn't this the poor carpenter Joseph's son?
啊，有啦，我小时候看到他在那里跑来跑去啊。
I saw him when he was little running around.
哇，现在长这么大啦。
Oh, he's so big now.
啊，这个想当年啊，哇，我看他我还骂过他呢。
I still remember back in the day, I've even scolded him before.
啊，其实啊，到最后啊，因为熟悉就失去了尊重。
And because they were familiar with him, they lost respect.
因为认识到最后就成为轻视。
Because they knew him, they started to look down upon him.
他说啊，我跟你爸爸很熟啊。
I know your father.
你是晚辈啊，你算什么啊？
You're the second generation. Who are you?
本来说哇，恩言感动。
Previously, they were marveling at his, or they were moved by his gracious words.
现在变成啊，你是谁啊？还敢教训我们？
Now they say, "Who are you? How dare you teach us?"
啊，很可惜呀。
And that's a pity.
很可惜，因为他们的熟悉，或者是因为他们的自以为是。
And it's a pity because they thought they, because of their understanding and were the recognition of him.
哦，所以到最后啊，就觉得说你就是约瑟的儿子而已吧，我们谁不知道你爸爸？
And they were, in the end, they just said, aren't you only Joseph's son who doesn't know your dad?
哦，现在还会来讲话来教训人啦。
And now you're coming to teach us?
哦，所以很糟糕啊。
And so it's pretty terrible.
因为他们忘记了这里所念的是以赛亚书。
Because they forgot that what was read here was in the book of Isaiah.
而以所看到的人最后来否定了他所说的话。
And looked at the person instead to judge what he was saying.
啊，所以到最后这所说的恩言就与他们没有关系。
And thus these gracious words ended up having nothing to do with them.
那所以啊，后来主耶稣就继续讲啦。
And so the Lord Jesus continued to say.
主耶稣就开口就告诉他们哦。
And he opened his mouth to say.
他说啊，不用，他说啊，在 先知在本家本乡是没有人尊重的。
No prophet is accepted in his own country.
哦，就好像当年呐、啊，一个以利亚在饥荒当中是到外邦人的寡妇那里去啊。
Just like Elijah during the famine had to go to a Gentile widow's house.
啊，以利沙的年代只有叙利亚国外国人的乃曼得到医治啊。
And in the time of Elijah, only a Syrian named Naaman was healed.
啊，这是在主耶稣到底在告诉他们什么
？So what is Lord Jesus saying here?
说不要以为你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Do not think that you are the children of Abraham.
你们就应当理所当然的得到一切。
So that and because of this, you naturally should be able to receive everything.
我说，当你失去了对信仰的尊重
，because once you have lost the respect for faith，
当你失去了对神道理的敬畏
，once you have lost the respect for the word of God，
他说啊，神的恩典不需要临到你们身上啊。
Then the grace of God does not need to fall upon you.
这里是耶稣长大的地方。
This was where the Lord Jesus grew up.
原本应该是最得福、最蒙恩的场所。
Originally, it should have been the most blessed location.
却因为轻视而看错了耶稣。
But because they looked down upon the Lord Jesus.
而因为看错而失去的恩典
and because they looked wrongly upon the Lord Jesus they lost the grace of God、
哦、所以我们今天要谨慎、哦、
and so today we must be very careful
我们不要在长时间的侍奉当中逐渐失去了起初的敬畏、
we should not because of serving for a long time lose the respect we had in the beginning、
啊、作为一个传道人、哦、
as a pastor
我们常觉得、啊、谁最乖
We often think who is the most well-behaved.、
啊、通常都是刚刚信主的最乖啊。
It's usually the ones who just came to believe in Christ.、
啊、刚刚信主的因为很单纯因为很感动很单纯、啊、所以啊很听话。
Because they're very innocent and they're very moved by the word of God, they are very willing to obey the words of God.、
啊、可是啊有时候啊信耶稣信久了越信就越油条了。越来越卡宁
And so, and often the people who have believed for a long time become more and more cunning.
啊，或者cunning 不是好字啊，应该是越来越复杂啊，复杂。
More and more complicated.
啊，那个太懂游戏规则。
They understand the rules too much.
啊，反而失去了起初那种战战兢兢的心。
And they lose that reverence that they had in the beginning.
啊，这个有时候是很难哦，很难去克服啊。
And this is something that can be very difficult to overcome.
啊，不要讲信徒啦，传道也是一样啊。
Not just believers, but also pastors.
我知道我第一次上台讲道。跟十年后的今天的确是不一样啊
I know that the 10 years ago me giving a sermon and today is very different
啊，我记得第一次上台的时候很紧张啊
I remember the first time I gave a sermon I was very nervous
啊，然后啊有时候啊那个讲到一半会来脑筋一片空白不知道自己接下来讲什么
And in the middle of a sermon my mind would go completely blank and I wouldn't know what to say
我告诉你哦我以前啊准备讲章可用心啊
I tell you that in the past when I was preparing for sermons I would prepare real hard
而且我会在上台之前啊就先讲过两三次哦
And before I come to
对着镜子啊讲个两三次
Before I come to speak on the pulpit, I would speak it to myself in the mirror.
那时候一篇讲章写三页，满的写三页。
And every sermon I prepared for, I would write three pages. 然后
我都会写那个 transition 哦，这一句话讲完要接到哪一句，哪一句接哪一句，为什么？因为怕脑筋一片空白啊。
And I would write all my transitions because I was afraid my mind would go blank.
啊，或许那个时候真的是比较缺乏经验。
And of course, maybe at the time I really was lacking experience.
啊，但是啊，那个时候啊，的确比现在用心多了。
But Me at the time was a lot more diligent than now.
这个是人的软弱。
And this is the weakness of man.
但是不要把软弱当成常态，不要把它当成应该。
But let's not take our weakness as to something that is a habit or what is supposed to be.
虽然经验不断的累积，虽然能力逐渐的在加强。
Although we accumulate experience and we're becoming stronger.
啊，但是我们要求神常让我们保守那个起初的心啊。
But we need to ask the Lord to give us the heart of reverence that we had in the beginning.
哦，不要因为有经验而失去了敬畏。
To not lose our reverence because we have experience.
也不要像这些也不要像拿撒勒的人因为认识而轻视了耶稣所说的话。
And not be like those of Nazareth and because they knew the Lord Jesus, they looked down upon the words he was saying.
所以耶稣后来就讲了一些话来责备他们。
And so the Lord Jesus spoke a couple words to rebuke them.
说你们轻视了神的道理。
He said that you have looked lightly upon the word of God.
你们因为人你因为你们所看见的而失去了对神话的尊重。
Because of what you have seen, you have lost respect for the word of God.
28节啊。
28.
他说众人听见这话就生气了。
And when all these people heard these things, they were filled with wrath.
生气就想要把他从 山崖上推下去啊，把他毁尸灭迹啊。
Because they were filled with wrath, they wanted to throw him off the cliff.
哦，为什么？因为你让我生气啦。
Why? Because you made me angry.
因为你讲的话我不喜欢听啊。
Because I don't like the words you said.
啊，说现在这个是，所以说啊，这些拿撒勒人有大问题啊。
And so these Nazarenes had a big problem.
哦，他们听到自己不喜欢听的。
They heard words they didn't like.
啊，就要把他让耶稣把他消失掉，我不要听，不要看见。
They wanted to get rid of the Lord Jesus and make him disappear. They don't want to see him or hear
him. 因为我不喜欢被指责。
Because I don't like to be rebuked.
有时候我们听道理也是这样啊。
Sometimes when we listen to the word of God, it's the same.
有时候我们喜欢听那个好的，那个让我听了舒服的。
Sometimes we like to just hear the words that make us feel good.
啊，但是啊，如果一讲到那个严厉的、有教训的、要我们改变的，我就不喜欢啦。
But when we hear the words of rebuke or things that are making us teach something, then we don't want to listen to it.
有一个工人跟我说。
A worker once told me.
啊，我没有亲自看到，是他另外一个工人跟我讲的。
This is something that another worker said to me.
他说啊，有一间教会啊，有一个信徒很有趣啊。
In another church, there's a member who is very interesting.
啊，他那个反应很那个，他你只要在讲台上讲到十一捐哦。
As long as you talk about tithe on the pulpit.
每次你要讲到十一捐，你就看他马上哦站起来转身就离开了。
As long as you talk about tithe, this member would stand up and leave the chapel.
哎，蛮有趣啊，就是每那个。每次都是这样，你只要一讲十一捐奉献不奉献抢夺神的物。
And it was very interesting because as long as he talked about tithing and how if you don't tithe then you're stealing from God, then he would leave the chapel.
哎，你看他说他站起来啊，都转身啊，就出啊，转他转身就离开了，他就到会堂外面了、啊。
And he would just stand outside the chapel.
啊，有一次就问他为什么
？And the worker once asked him why.
他说因为我不喜欢。
And the member said because I don't like it.
听了让我不舒服。
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
啊，我听了不舒，他说你传道你讲。啊，我听了，如果我不做，你就让我心里会有内疚。
Because you've said it, and if I hear it and I don't do it, then I feel guilty.
我不想内疚。
I don't want to feel guilty.
所以我就不听。
So I'm not going to listen to it.
我就离开。
So I'm going to leave.
因为我不接受。
Because I don't accept it.
哦，这样子啊。是这样子的，要信耶稣是信这个样子的。
And so this is how we believe in Christ.
啊，我喜欢的我就多听一点啊，主的恩言真美好。
And if we like it, then we listen to it more. Like the grace of God is very great.
啊，我不喜欢的我就拒绝，把它撕掉，不要看到，转身就离开啦。
And if it's a teaching that we don't want to hear, then we just rip it up and walk away.
拿撒勒人就是这样啊。
The people of Nazareth were just like this.
主耶稣的责备啊，听了心里不舒服，怒气填胸，就要把它毁灭。
They were filled with wrath when they heard the rebuke of the Lord Jesus, and they wanted to get rid of him.
啊，所以啊，那个有时候啊，传道讲到的话，让你听得不舒服，也要把传道毁灭。
And so sometimes when the pastor says words that we don't like to listen to, then we want to make the pastor disappear.
传道，你以后再讲这个，我不来喽。
If you say this in the future, pastor, I'm not coming.
哦，就是把传道毁灭嘛，对不对
？And this is how you make the pastor disappear.
啊，如果信耶稣信到这样啊，我们的信仰真的很可怜。
If we believe in Christ to this point, then our faith is very pitiful.
什么叫做主之恩言呐、啊？
What does it mean to have gracious words?
我们都一直以为主的恩言就是前面那一段而已啊。
Oh, what does it mean that of the gracious words of the Lord? We often think it's just the words in the beginning.
让你释放，让你得到恩典，让你得自由，让你得看见啊！感谢主真美好，恩典福气满盈。
To receive the liberty, to receive the sight, to receive freedom.
错了，这里有两种恩言呐。
That's wrong. There are two types of gracious words.
告诉你神的恩典，同时警告你神的严厉。
It is the words that tell us about the blessings of God, but also about the rebuke of God.
在神的恩典当中被吸引跟向神。
We are attracted by the blessings of God.
在主的严厉当中，确定能够得救，得到得救的把握。
But under the teachings of the Lord, we are able to ensure our salvation.
即使主严厉的话语也是恩言。
Because the strict words of God are still gracious words.
今天主把这两样的恩言都放在我们的面前。
Today the Lord has given us these two different types of gracious words.
我们要听哪一样？
Which one do we want to listen to?
我们要不要听进去？
Are we going to listen to it?
这是你我自己要做的决定。
And this is a decision you and I must make.
我们一起来唱诗啊、
哦！ Let us sing a hymn.
我们唱诗第五十首。
Sing hymn 50.
将论，将 是耶稣。
我们现在来做聚会结束的祷告。
Now we're going to make our final prayer.
祷告当中要特别为我们在9月12到9月16的灵恩布道会来祷告。
During our prayer, we should pray specifically for our ESSC, which is coming from the 12th to the 16th of September.
真的，我们要求主的灵膏我们。
We need to pray for the Spirit of the Lord to anoint us.
因为世界上有许多真正心灵贫穷的人。
Because there are many who are truly poor in spirit.
主已经给我们机会，让我们得到释放了。
The Lord has already given us the opportunity to be free.
让我们脱离贫穷，得到心灵的满足。
So that we can leave this poor in spirit and receive.
但是世界上还有很多人还在等候你传福音给他。
But there are many people in this world who are still waiting for us to preach to them.
求主耶稣让我们能够把握好机会。
Let us take hold of this opportunity.
使人能够得释放，得看见，更要得自由。
So that we can bring liberty, sight, and freedom to those who need it.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.